This is the Clarion Report, watching, reporting and counteracting global terrorism.
Mayor Osorski, a very good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Howard.
Good, good. Okay, so you need to help us. You need to help me settle a family dispute. So we were chatting to my son, who happens to live in Israel yesterday, and he said to us, oh, by the way, good news, I'm going to Sinai for 5 days next week. So we said, you what? And he said, no, he's going with a whole lot of friends to Sinai for a few days next week. And of course, I already think of the all the terror attacks. I think of the South African bus having been attacked. Okay, that's closer to Giza, but still, you know, Egypt is Egypt as far as I'm concerned. And we did the whole neurotic parent thing. So I thought, you know what, you're coming on air this morning. I'm going to ask you for family's sake, as well as for anybody else thinking of traveling to Sinai, is it a smart idea or is it not?
That's a really good question. And I have to ask you, are you asking me as a mother?
Well, my son has to send me a message. He's tuned in from Israel, so now I've got to be really careful. All right, I'm asking you as both.
Okay, so I also have the same question from my son all the time. And in fact, I think last year he made 3 trips to Sinai. And he's probably about the same age as your son.
Right.
So, of course, and I had exactly the same reaction as you.
Right.
Like, what do you mean? There's terrorists everywhere, things like that, right?
Right.
And of course he tells me, don't be crazy, Mom. You know, everything's fine. It's not that part of the Sinai. So my answer to you is, it's true. It really isn't that part of the Sinai. Of course, there is always a chance because they love to attack foreigners in general. But I think with the situation in the world right now, that part of the Sinai isn't that much more or even any more dangerous than any other place. On the other hand, I was not so happy about the fact that ISIS is close by in a little different part of the Sinai. So it's a good question, but I kind of like gritted my teeth and I mean, not that we had so much of a choice as you probably don't when your
hardly.
Child gets to be that age,
exactly.
But we gritted our teeth.
So I guess, I mean, I guess the one bit of comfort is I would imagine that, especially because, oh, Mira, are you there? Oh, we seem to have lost Mary. We're going to get her back in just a moment. We're talking to Mary Swirsky. She is a terrorism expert at Clarion Project. They keep an eye and they do an incredible amount of fantastic research on global terror. And we're talking about how safe it is to travel to the Sinai Peninsula, to the Sinai area. Mary, what I would imagine is if it was that dangerous, then Israel would discourage or not allow people, especially tourists, to be crossing the border into Egypt at that point.
Yes, that's true. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, perfectly clear.
Okay. I don't know where we got caught off before. It's true. There's always warnings. Look, I wasn't so crazy about my son going, and I gritted my teeth, and he went 3 times, and it was just fine, and he tells me it's very, very safe there. I wasn't crazy about it as a parent, but he's probably right that part of the Sinai is not that much more dangerous than really any other part of the world right now. We see attacks everywhere.
Right.
So there's always warnings. I don't think the Israeli government likes it very well that people go, but they haven't closed the border. You're right.
Right. My son just sent a message. Do you feel more calm now, Dad?
I asked you before we got cut off, I asked you that probably wasn't what you wanted to hear as a parent, right?
The truth is that it is very difficult when you're far away and you hear about somebody traveling to an area. It is very nerve-wracking. And the fact is that it actually does calm me down, the fact that you're saying that it probably is not more dangerous than many other parts of the world. I just always feel a little bit safer on the Israeli side of the border because there you know that the security, that there's much more security in place rather than crossing over where it's less so.
Absolutely. And, you know, I was very, very happy to hear when my son had crossed back into the Israeli side. Although I have to tell you, I remember back when I was that age and I went to the Sinai. At that time I was a journalist freelancing around the world and writing pieces and sending them back to my paper back in America. And I did this beautiful piece on the Sinai. And right after I sent the piece in, there was a huge terror attack.
Wow.
And of course the piece never ran because nobody would want to go to the Sinai at that point. So this is happening, you know, this has been happening for decades. And we see that, you know, there was attack in Giza on the South American tour bus. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, people get attacked, Jews get attacked in Berlin. I mean, it's everywhere now.
Absolutely right. Meir Swirsky, thank you as always. Time is 8:49. I really appreciate your insight, not just of course for my son, but for everybody who's thinking of traveling to that area. Go and look at, just give us your website again, just so that people can go and have a look at it.
We are the clarionproject.org. One word, clarionproject.
And
.org.
Thank you very much. That's Meir Swirsky. Time is 8:50. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem, 101.9 Chai FM. Dov says, why bother with the Sinai? There's absolutely nothing there. Just pitch your camping tent in your local school sandpit, honestly. Ooh. Alrighty. And yes. Alright. Well, there you have it. Dov says, Mandy, all the strength to you. Don't stop investigating and keep on fighting. Protect our democracy. I couldn't agree with you more.